passing from the Washington Post just moments ago, and I want to share this with you. Biden to announce new social spending framework expected to win the support of all Democrats. We'll see if that's true. President Biden plans to announce a revised framework for his social spending plan that he expects will gain the support of all Democrats, according to multiple people with knowledge of the situation, marking a potential breakthrough. The White House plans to detail specific policies it expects to pass Congress after weeks of whittling down Biden's agenda, according to one of those people. The people spoke on the condition that they wouldn't be identified, blah, 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 blah. Biden will address House Democrats before delivering remarks from the White House about the plan. The speech comes ahead of his planned trip to Rome. We'll see what that means. But here's the headline that I told you about moments ago from the New York Post, and I want to share this with you. Excuse me. The true cost of the Democrats' plan, $7.5 trillion. Even whittled down, $7.5 trillion, even if it comes in below $2 trillion. The reason is it's gimmicks. Gimmicks. And it's not sustainable. It's just accounting tricks. By using fake expiration dates, for example, the idea, as I have told you for a long time, is to create new federal programs that are permanent. Hook people on that. Get everybody on the government check. And then assume that future Congresses and presidents will not dare allow them to ever expire. That's the plan, you see. And with the government, when you take money from the government, you're always on the hook. There are always strings attached. Did you ever borrow money from your dad? You see, if I borrowed money from my father, which I endeavored never to do, but if I borrowed money from my father, you're always on the hook. There's always a string attached. And see, then you're beholden to follow the rules. That's why people like Hillsdale College take no money from the federal government. That way they can do as they see fit and not as you are directed to do. And those assumed extensions will blow the cost far beyond $2 trillion. Let me give you an example. The March stimulus law temporarily expanded the child tax credit, you know that, from $2,000 to $3,000 per child and $3,600 for kids under six, and expanded eligibility to higher incomes, which means the checks, just, even if you don't file an income tax return, the checks just started showing up in your mailbox. Democrats have made clear they want this policy to be permanent. That by itself is $1.3 trillion over the next 10 years. Let that sink in. The child tax credit all by itself for 10 years is $1.3 trillion. But you see, they say it's only for 1 year. But the fact is they'll just renew it every year with everything else they renew every year. It becomes, boom, renew it. So that by itself is $1.3 trillion. Paid family leave, Medicaid expansion, new Obamacare subsidies, all part of what they want. A proposed new child care program, pre-K program, which a study by the left-wing People's Policy Project placed at $13,000 per year, the new cost of child care, would be phased in slower, but it's coming. See, so they're hiding the cost of everything. A new Medicare dental benefit would be delayed until 2028. Most cynical of all is the Democrats' maneuver on the $10,000 cap on the state and local tax deduction, the SALT deduction you've heard about. High tax states, Illinois, California, New York, trying to protect their big donors, are trying to get rid of this cap. So to pay for that $90 billion of tax cuts, Democrats would actually impose a new SALT cap beginning in 2026, count that as future revenue as an offset, and then immediately get rid of it before it's ever put in place. It's a complete lie. Complete lie, right? Putting it all together, the New York Post concludes this. These fake expiration dates could set the stage for $2 trillion in policy renewals alone. So $2 trillion, let's say that's what they decide they're going to go with, $2 trillion immediately becomes $4 trillion. And then you combine that with the March stimulus law, the American Rescue Plan, that's $1.9 trillion. The infrastructure bill, another $1 trillion. The 10-year cost of higher discretionary spending, another $1 trillion. For a total of $7.5 trillion spent in a single year. $7.5 trillion spent in a single year. What are you doing for the next 10 years? Paying for this. It is. You think that's the end of their spending spree? You're out of your mind. This is what happens when you put the financially, monetarily illiterate Bernie Sanders in charge of your country, which, let's be honest, folks, Bernie Sanders might as well be president. What would the difference be? What would the difference be? There would be no difference. Mm-mm. None at all. It's on top of a $12 trillion baseline deficit over the decade already. There's already a $12 trillion baseline deficit for the next 10 years already. And to claim that it would cost nothing, I mean, that's the claim, right? It's all free. Doesn't cost you anything. It's completely absurd. There is no free lunch. Somebody's getting robbed. For every moocher, there's a looter. You see, for every moocher who wants free government checks, there's a looter politician who wants to steal those resources from somebody who's earning it. From somebody who's working hard. The looter comes and steals it and gives it to the moocher for power. How else would you look at it? How else would you look at it? By the way, if you'd like to lose some weight, you can do that, no matter how high your taxes are. How? GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. The best way to take on the pandemic or your daily life is to be thinner, to be leaner, to be in better shape. Take the stress off your knees, the stress off your heart and your internal organs. Just feel better. It's what you need. You know it, and so do I. Go to GruberHealth.com to find out more about My Pure Health Solutions. I did it years ago. Worked great. You can do it now. My Pure Health Solutions by way of GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. All right? Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.